Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm just reading what I'm seeing, and it says that they have the best bugs in Pearland. So,
I knew you did that crap on purpose. Pearland.
In Pearland.
Oh, well played, well played.
But they got the best ones in Pearland. Well, in Pearland. come on out, get those in, and good cold beer, cold drinks, anything else you want. Shout out to our great friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. And this is also going to be your final opportunity to enter the grand prize, which... could allow you to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And as somebody who has got young kids, a family, that is something that could be huge. And not to mention, you can help yourself out and your kids, and you could win beer for a year. Budweiser, Bud Light, that gives you a chance when you enter for that. And this is your final opportunity to do that coming up tomorrow as we are at the Cajun Craven. So come hang out with us one final time in our crawfish circuit. All right, coming up a little bit after us, the fellas Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, Texans All Access. They'll be joined by the Hall of Famer greatness, John McClain, will be there to join the fellas. And then you know it, I saw him as I just walked through Area 45, the best late night sports show in all of Houston, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago. So stay tuned for the fellas after.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After Texans All Access and Tyler here shortly. He's feeling himself now, baby. He's on a roll. Well, you got another six tonight? Another six bets?
Oh, yeah.
Got another six
bets. Have a six pack of bets.
He's feeling it now. He will try to win himself some money and win you some money. He's close. He's trying to get out of the green. He's at 44% right now, trying to get out of the green. So that's coming up in just a bit. All right, Clint, I'll throw it to you like this. If you had to give D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke. I hate leaving Matt out. D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke, the head coach and defensive coordinator, and we know D'Amico calls the plays over there for that defense. If I had to say to you, hey, on this side of the ball, there is one player, and they've got a lot of great players on that side of the ball. They've got multiple Pro Bowlers. They got all pros over there, all pro candidates over there. Guys that are getting paid big money or will get paid big money. Game-changing type players. If we were to ask D'Amico and Matt Burke, who's the one guy you would hate the most to have to play without?
This is an interesting question because, you know, am I quarterbacking or am I D'Amico Ryans?
If you're
D'Amico,
am I
quarterbacking against
Burke?
Or am I D'Amico Ryans? Okay, I'm D'Amico and I'm Matt Burke, okay? I've got to go with Derek Stingley, and I've done some thinking since you and I discussed it earlier in the show. If I'm talking about playing 17 games in 18 weeks, I may go a different route. But if we're just talking about, hey, the best teams in the league we're stacked up against.
I like that, yeah.
It's Derek Stingley. I mean, Derek Stingley allows me to have a really good chance, if not for sure, allows me the ability to take the other team's best weapon out of the game. And that right there alone is just, for me, it's Derek Stingley. The ability to do that, the ability to consider Kamari Lassiter as your number two cover corner, which I think he's tremendous as a number two cover corner. I got to go with Derek Stingley, man.
No, I think it's a very fair one. I think most people would say Stingley. And I think, and obviously, the rest of the roster matters with that, right? Because you look at this and you say, all right, Derek Stingley, if for some reason that bumps up Kamari Lassiter to the one spot, then you're looking right now at, you know, D'Angelo Ross or Tremont Smith. Jumping in, Tremont Smith made a pretty nice play yesterday, by the way. But you're talking about one of those guys having to come in and be your guy. And that feels different than maybe other positions. I don't think it's anybody in the linebacking core. But for me, Clint, and I've thought about this. Hell, I changed my mind when I initially kind of came up with this thought. And I was one that leaned towards Stingley. I don't think it's just real easy. I've seen some people say Stingley easy. Or others easy. I think for me, Will Anderson can affect so much more. And I think that's the route I would go. We've watched teams do this. Hell, I think the Chiefs did it to it twice when they played the Texans last year, where they themselves helped take Derek Stingley out of the game because they just rarely even threw to a side, and they still were able to get their best guys. Now, I think D'Amico kind of helped them by not following anybody, but it was hard to figure out who to follow when you look at the guys they have. I think Will can have an issue in the run game. I think Will can have an issue even when he's double-teamed. As you know, that might take or at least slow down somebody on a pass route, and or that might help, you know, Tim Settle or D'Nico Autry or Hunter on the other side get a one-on-one because he's occupying more than one guy. So I think it is close, but I would, if I'm thinking Matt Burke and D'Amico, I think it's will, and also the other factor you can't let go. I know you're seeing Kamari Lassiter kind of get some of this. It's more than just, you know, what he does on the field for them. I think he is the emotional leader. He is the tone setter with how he goes out about things out there. And I think that is a big, big deal to D'Amico and to Matt Burke. So I roll with it. Someone text in, Ron, Will Anderson Jr. is an edge rusher. That's his job. Oh. Okay. Stingley's a corner. That's his job. I don't.
This just coming into our desk. We have a pass rusher Houston, Texas.
I didn't get what the point was on that being his job. Just wanted to tell me that.
Thanks for the heads up, friend.
No, just got a big part of the job. All right. Let's see you do your thing, man. Come on, man. Add to this. 4 for 5 yesterday. What's the best bets? Let's see if you can get into the green again.
Yes, sir. At long last. We were in that green last night.
There we go.
We had some profit. 30 red followed.
Where are the
rocks? Yeah, he did.
Find out if Clint wants to tail another one tonight. He's won tailing two of my bets the last two evenings. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it wasn't broke for the first time in a very long time, so we're going to stick with baseball tonight. Thursday night's best bets. 6 picks once again around Major League Baseball. First, it's going to be a very similar board to last night. I was on this under between these two squads last night. I am now on the over. Yankees at Royals over 8.5 tonight. That's your first best bet. Next, another over. Tigers at Orioles over 7.5 runs in that one. Next, Cubs minus 1.5 runs tonight as they host the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then your three, to finish this off, three bets in this Astros-White Sox rubber match over at Daikin tonight. First, I'm on the Astros and Framber minus 1.5 runs in this game tonight versus Chicago. White Sox and Stros, I'm on the over in this game as well. That one is also set at 7.5 runs over at Daikin Park, over. And then one prop, the Jedi himself, Christian Skywalker.
He's filling it, baby.
Over 1.5 total bases for Christian.
So you're treating him like yourself. Like, all right, been struggling a little bit, but now I'm hot. Now I'm hot, baby. One day I'm hot. Let's go.
Hey.
Just keep rolling, huh?
Let's effing go. Those are your best bets.
All right, you going to jump on that Christian Walker train with him?
I think so. It's the Christian Walker train it is for me, boys.
Choo-choo him at first.
You like that 7.5? You going the over? You think the Astros are going to score a lot of runs? I
could see the Astros hanging another big number tonight.
That would be because I don't know that I think the White Sox are. Not on Framber tonight. So
it's not Thunder,
see.
You hear it, Dagan. Those are them Stros bets, baby.
Yeah. I'm in a tough place with the Royals right now, so... Yeah, they may give up 9 themselves, so that's got a good shot at it. So, yeah, I wouldn't mess with Christian Walker yet, but I like the Astros 1.5 there, and I like the Tigers Orioles as well. By the way, that game has already started, so folks, sorry.
Damn it,
jumping in on that one.
I got to be better about checking that. That's my bad. I didn't even know.
Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. Tomorrow, we are out. One more time at the Cajun Craven. Come hang out with us tomorrow for a little crawfish circuit stop. Stop 11, last one. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. Yeah, okay. Again.
That's not possible. Shut up, Clint.
I'm just telling you.
Shut up, Clint.
No, you shut up. How long?
You shut up.
How many times have you been on?
Y'all shut up. Get me to the break. I don't want to hear these awful brags anymore.
Text line coming through. Show you're a dumbass. Walker will be 260. All right. Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.